know when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. I'm your host, Tom Edison. That's my real name, kind of like the inventor. Hey, we've got a million and one things to talk about. And probably the biggest thing that we need to talk about is the stupid governments all around the world. I have to go into this, you know. I love to talk about all the good things, and we will talk about the good things later. But I just wanted to start off with all the stupid stuff going on in the news. In America, there's the stupid Democrats versus the stupid Republicans. Yeah, they're all stupid. Even if you like President Trump, that doesn't mean you have to like the Republicans, because they're just as stupid as the Democrats almost. But I have to say, any political party that picked a donkey for their mascot is pretty stupid. What a bunch of jackasses, what can I say? Hey, they said it themselves, I don't have to say it. And, you know, what kind of stupid mascots, donkeys and elephants, believe me, really. You know, it shows you the brain power of these idiots to begin with. Can you tell me one person in the U.S. Congress that really has any brains? If you can tell me one, maybe that's all you can tell me. Two at the most, and that's it. 530-plus idiots. Brain-dead cowards. And we can call them any other horrible name we want to. They're a bunch of losers. They're a bunch of brain-dead idiots. What can I say? All right, so much for that. Let's go move around the world. We'll talk about the other idiots in the world. Hey, France, whoever thought France would become a totalitarian government, but their idiot Macron the moron, yeah, that's his nickname, Macron the moron, is, you know, sending his police out there to beat people to death like they're, like he's running ancient USSR or something. You know, and then Germany, oh my God, they sold, the woman sold her whole country out. You know, she must be getting big bribe money. And then the UK, United Kingdom. Man, what a fruit loop they have for a prime minister. You know, I think she'd make a good kindergarten teacher, but that's about it. I mean, really, this woman is like going and, like, giving away the whole country to the European Union. Even though when the people want to get away from the European Union, this woman is still trying to lead them back. Is that insanity or what? And then all the other dictators around the world, they all stink. They're all a bunch of idiots. Hey, I just had to say that, you know, just for the sake of it. Well, let me tell you, the future is going to be directly affected by the extraterrestrials. In fact, they're the ones to blame for all the problems on this world. You know, all the world controllers, they're serving the evil ETs. They don't know it, though. You know, perhaps they could wake up at the last minute and slam the door in the face of those evil ETs and become human beings. You know, where's your allegiance to the ETs from long ago, or the ETs controlling the world now, or the human race? You know, if you're in a human body, your allegiance should be to the human race. But we know that people, for the sake of a little power, they would sell out their own mother. It's sickening. But that's what's going on. Yeah, I just had to talk about it. Anyhow, the message from our galactic brothers and sisters is love. That's right. That's what we need to be concentrating on. I know it's, yeah, you heard it before. No, you haven't heard it before, and you haven't understood it. Because if everybody was to project love, we'd have a wonderful world. You know, what a wonderful world this would be. Well, it would be very, very, very wonderful if we only concentrated on our love vibrations. You know, smiling, the world smiles with you, crying, you cry alone. Well, when you get out there tomorrow, you better be smiling for everyone else, and you better be saying hello and opening doors for people, and just being kind whenever you have the opportunity. And talk about, oh, well, yeah, I got to get on a topic here. Talk about people being kind and ungrateful, trash on the street. Yeah, no, not the real homeless people, the beggars, the professional beggars that want to just go all day long. Hey, listen, I'm in New York City. These people are professional hustlers. They're out on the street every day, and they look for the tourists and look for the idiots, and they're making more money than middle-class people are just by hustling a couple hours a day and not really performing any useful duty for mankind or nothing. No, they're out there. They rent the dogs to sit on the ground with their cardboard piece of paper. I call them the cardboard people. And they got a little sob story there. They're reading books. They're playing games. They're sleeping. People are leaving food. They're not even touching the food next to them. And they just want to hustle people and make you feel sorry for them. I really, truly believe these homeless people with the dogs, they rent the dogs. You know, don't tell me they don't. The dogs are in perfect health, better health than the people who are renting them. And how can you keep your dog so healthy if you're so distraught? And then when you read the signs, oh, yeah, I need a ticket to the other side of America, you know, blah, 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 blah. A bunch of liars, thieves, con artists. You know, I don't have any pity for these people, professional people, you know? I can spot them. When you're around them so much, you spot them immediately. And they're all over New York. They're infesting New York. Yeah, there's real homeless people here, too. And that shouldn't be too much of a problem to take care of if the authorities knew what to do. But, of course, government doesn't know what to do. But just for the record, you know, I'm here in New York, and we have this thing called the New York subway system, and it has been mismanaged for, I don't know, the last 10, 20, 30 years. Who knows? God knows only how long it's been mismanaged. And the service just keep getting worse. The trains kept getting more packed. They keep just doing everything they possibly can to make everything go wrong and make people suffer. That's what they want to do. The people that are in charge of the system, there's two kinds of people in charge of the New York City transit system. The people that are working for the devil or the evil ETs, and they want to make people suffer. And they make all the wrong decisions to make people who take the system suffer. And then there's the other con artists who just make, they have management decisions that they're allowed to make, and they waste the taxpayers' money, and the New York City transit system is funded by the taxpayers, pretty much. And then they want to raise the fare, too. And all they do is get big, expensive contracts so they can get big kickbacks. Yeah, this is how it's done. And that's why nothing ever right gets done. You know, they want to paint the railings on the ways down into the subway. Meanwhile, you get into the subway, it looks like a friggin' dungeon in many of the stations. And that's not the problem, you know? We're dealing with an antiquated system that wasn't made for air-conditioned trains. In the summertime, the air-conditioned trains heat up the subway system, you're in fucking hell. That's it. I don't know how else to spell it, but that's how stupidly the system is run. And they never really address that issue. You know, they just pretend it's not there. And people are suffering and suffering and suffering. And they make all the wrong decisions. But on one good note, they were going to close a whole neighborhood down, affecting probably hundreds of thousands, not probably, literally hundreds of thousands of people and maybe thousands of businesses in a single area. They were going to close the whole friggin' line down. That's right. And I went into the local representative of the U.S. Congress, the district, in the area where they were going to do this. And I just left my message, like, can you please, like, get the message to the governor to not close down the whole line completely, you know? You got a two-track line, just close down one track. Anyhow, 1 week later, after I walked in that office, the governor of New York made the decision that they weren't going to close the whole neighborhood off. I only got a partial of what I asked for, but at least I got something. And the moral of the story is, You know, it's not even my district. The people in the district didn't even have to listen to me. But somehow the message got across because I walked in the office and made my case that there's no reason to make all these people businesses to lose their businesses and people in the neighborhood to suffer, to have to take an hour extra time, hour and a half extra time to get home just because you don't want to schedule the work to only close down half one of the two tracks. So anyhow, the governor made a decision that they'll only do the work on the weekend, so during the week everything is stable as usual, and they would have lost the whole subway service on a very important subway line. Anyhow, that's a success story in the sense I went out there, I made my statement. Somehow the message got to the people in charge and they actually responded to. You know, it's like a miracle only, but I just had to talk about it for a second there. But outside of that, government stinks. You know, if I listen to all the new information coming from the representatives of the Galactic Federation, they're out there on Twitter. I listen to what they're saying. They're talking about our galactic brothers and sisters. They're here to rescue us from this, what they call the slave debt system that we have been forced upon humanity, brought here from the Orion constellation. Hey, Orion is an easy to spot constellation in the sky. Best time now is in the winter to go out there and look for it. You know, it almost looks like railroad signals there. You got three dots in a row, and then below that is another three dots, almost forming a railroad signal, what's known as approach medium. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. Anyhow, it's an easy constellation to spot out there, and supposedly that's where the slave debt system was invented long, long ago, and they brought it here, the extraterrestrial brought it here to Earth. The evil brothers and sisters. Yeah, we have evil brothers and sisters out there, too. But the good brothers and sisters are here. They call themselves the Galactic Federation of Light. And supposedly, they've been here for a number of years now. They've got our planet surrounded. They're removing electronic disturbances out there in space. They're removing bad guys from below the surface. And eventually, they're going to land their craft just like in a science fiction movie on planet Earth and reveal themselves to us. Final disclosure, not from our stupid governments, but from the extraterrestrials themselves. And they're going to say, yes, we are here. And welcome to the rest of the universe. And finally, we'll have access to talking to our brothers and sisters, the good brothers and sisters, from other parts of the universe. Yes, there's life in other parts. That's been a friggin' lie since we've been children. They've been telling us there's no such thing as life on other planets. They want to keep us believing that so they can keep us locked in the slave debt system. That's what we have. That's what government is. It's a slave debt system. Sure, we can have a better system than that. You know, I wrote a book. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for this show, Connect the Dots. Google it. You can get the first 40 pages free, you know, when you Google it on Google. Connect the dots theory. Connect the dots theory. Now, it's not just a single theory. It's a correlation explanation of many things, and it's all truth. You know, and stupid Google labeled it fiction. I've been asking the book company, the publishing company, you know, not too reputable place, I'm not going to mention their name, to get this change from, it's misrepresenting the book. First of all, you're giving people 43 pages of my book. Nobody ever asked me why I wanted to give out 43 pages. I'll just go along with the program. What the hell do I know? But, you know, then the audacity to say my book is fiction. No, everything in my book is based on truth and facts, no fiction. And my correlations are scientific, logical. You know, just because I call the name theory, that doesn't mean it's fake, you know. And, of course, you know, mainstream media, the world controllers, they want to label everyone as fake when they're the ones who are fake. You know, this is the nonsense we have to go through in this world. It is just sickening. You know, I don't know what else I have to say except it is sickening. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who has to go through this BS. You know, all I got to say is I was looking on the internet. That's right. You know, I looked on the internet too. And I came across the five races on Earth now. Hey, news to most of you, huh? You didn't know there were five races on the Earth right now. Probably more, but they talked about five of the good races, you know, as opposed to the bad ones. Anybody know what they are? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You think you know, call in. 888-627-6008. Well, if you're watching through the internet screen, PBS Radio, it's an internet radio show. If you got your internet screen up, they got the phone number on there. All you have to do is check the schedule, you know, go down to, you know, scroll down, up and down, and you'll find the number. But I'm going to tell you anyhow. It's 888-627-6008. And you can call in and show us what you have to share with us, or tell us what you have to share with us. You know, I claim this show is better than Coast to Coast. Well, first of all, you can actually call in and get to talk to me, first of all. And then it's very opinionated. That's right. Not like this. That's why my show is better than Coast to Coast, because the wimpy people on Coast to Coast, no one ever really wants to talk boldly about their opinion. And they're always worried about things. And sometimes the people are a part of important projects, and they get a phone call to guess before they go on, and the government tells them, no, you can't talk about this or this. Well, on this show, you can talk about anything, okay? Because that's the way it is. It's internet radio, you know? And the best way to, if you got something important to say, you don't set up an appointment to be on the show. You just call in and talk. That way, the government will never know what you have in your mind or what you're going to say, and they won't be able you'll be done talking before they even get wind of what you're talking about. And you know, here's an opportunity on this show for the people who are in the news, you know, the real reporters, the real journalists that are forced, in order to keep their job and keep getting a paycheck, they are forbidden to talk about chemtrails. They're forbidden to talk about the 5G dangers, which will microwave you to death. In fact, that's what the plan is. It's genocide of the human race. And they are so casually conning you into accepting and going along with this, trying to tell you 5G, if you know what I'm talking about, 5G. We're talking about electronic phone service, you know, broadcasting phone service, supposed to be faster. You don't need to be faster than it is already, unless you're some elite corporate entity on Wall Street, and you need to put your bid in to buy or sell stocks, transfer the message over to the Sea Caucus transfer station. If you're on the East Coast, you know what I'm talking about. And whether then you need to get to electronically get from downtown Manhattan Wall Street over to Sea Caucus in 1/100th of a second. And the person that can get to there 1/1000th of a second will get there ahead of you, and his manipulation will count ahead of yours. That's the only real advantage to 5G. For you and your home, it's being used as a weapon. They've got the systems up already. They've got the wires up. They got the new telephone poles. They got the new transformers up there. And in some cases, they've got the little speakers up already. They're testing. They want to see how many people get sick. But when they go into full force with this, you, all your loved ones, all your friends, your neighbors, everyone is going to start getting sick. Is that clear enough? I mean, this is not a bullshit scare tactic here. I'm telling you the truth. And most of you are all brain dead. You're not willing to stand up for you or your children. Your children are getting microwaved to death in school. That's right. And guess what? No one can prove otherwise. Why don't you buy a meter and find out for yourself? That's how, you know, I started hearing about all this stuff, and then I went out and bought myself a microwave meter. And believe me, it's a horror story when you get your meter and you see how you're being subjected to harmful energies. And nobody is overseeing this. In fact, of course, the telecommunication companies have bribed put their bribe money all the way up to the federal government. So, I mean, if you have, you might be the mayor of a town, you don't have any legal right to tell these people to get out of your town. They just send their trucks in, put their telephone poles in the ground, put their wires up, put their transformers up, put their little broadcasters up in front of all the residents of the house, and they can turn on the juice and cook you and all your friends and even your enemies, too. They can cook everybody to death with dangerous microwaves 24/7. This is reality. This is not a science fiction movie I'm talking about. This is intentional genocide. They're spitting right in your face as they're doing it, and you're sitting back and doing nothing. You know? Don't you have any concern? Don't you have any guts? Don't you have any interest in saving yourself or your loved ones? What kind of pathetic human beings you are? You're not even squawking about it, you know? Unfortunately, I'm on Twitter. I go on Twitter, and everybody who brings the important information out on Twitter, they're only preaching to the choir. They don't realize it, though, because nobody responds when it comes to government action or anything like that. Nobody's lifting a stinking finger. Is this sickening? Is this how brain dead our society is? Is this what a bunch of wimps Americans have turned out to be? And all the ones that want to talk tough, but they're not willing to lift one little damn single finger to do something about this. We're getting the boot on our neck, and we're getting spit in our face, and we're getting stomped on, you know, and they're laughing as they're doing it to us, and everybody is taking this bullshit, period. This is serious stuff. What do I have to do? I know that most people are not going to listen to me, but I have to at least try to wake people up, you know? This is the most biggest horror story ever against humanity whatsoever, you know? They are bombarding us with such array of, and we're talking about real arrays here too, broadcasting arrays, they're bombarding us with so many negative energies, it's sickening, you know? And your children are getting sick, their DNA is getting destroyed, they're being slowly killed with vaccines, you know? And the news media is going along and lying to you, right to your face. You know, if the TV could spit, it would be spitting in your face as it was talking to you. That's how corrupt everything is now. And if that doesn't mean anything, what the hell does mean anything, you know? Are you, who am I talking to out there? Are you sheeple or people or zombies? Or are you all brain dead, hopelessly lost in the matrix already? And, well, the real matrix is the cell phone matrix, yes, right? You're living your life through your cell phone. It's a cell phone matrix. But while we're talking about cell phones, listen, you know, the best cell phone site that you can pick up on your cell phone is my presidential site. That's right. Log it in. You got a cell phone. 2020 President Tom Edison. That's right. Spelled just like it sounds, 2020 President Tom, T-O-M, Edison, EDISON.com. You look that up on your cell phone and you'll be impressed. And I am an impressive candidate. That's why I'm doing it. Sure, I'm a writing candidate, but at least You know, I know how to sort this whole stinking mess out, and I would use my authority to stop all this insanity. You know, for all you people that love President Trump, yeah, sure, he's done a few things, but guess what? He's ignoring important things. I believe, I don't know whether he's stupid or brain dead or just totally controlled by the dark side already. Because he's ignoring, much more important than the border wall, he's ignoring the 5G that's going to microwave everyone to death, going to make everybody sick with four-stage cancers in a matter of weeks, and he's ignoring the chemtrails, you know? So he's got to be mind manipulated to some extent. You know, I don't care what you say. And, of course, the rest of the, like, the Democratic Party, they're worse than, they might as well be the devil's party. I mean, their talk and decisions, it's all about serving the dark side. I mean, and you got to wonder, how could these people, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi, you know, who have turned 180 degrees, grandstander Schumer, you know, he's another one. they've turned around. They've said things like 10 years ago they were in one direction. Now they're saying the complete opposite because they want to say anything opposite what Trump is saying. I don't care what you say. I've got my opinion, and that's why if you tune into the show, if you want to hear opinions, I'm opinionated, believe me. And, you know, just while I'm ranking on people, I've got to say, you know, I'm one for promoting love and goodness. But at the same time, you know, hey, anybody figure out what the five races are that, according to the Internet, are on our world yet? Hey, call in. Nobody knows. I guess nobody knows. Hey, here's a tough one for you listeners. Hey, if you got a phone that works, call me up and let me know that your phone works. I mean, whatever. I don't need callers, okay? I'd like people to call up because that's why it's a call-in radio show, to give people the opportunity. Because the conversation can go beyond just a natural narration, which I do. Or commentary, when you have two people talking, sometimes you really get things moving, you know? And I'll give you a perfect example. I was riding a train. I'm in New York City. I do take public transportation. I was riding a train, and there wasn't too many. There were no seats, so everybody's, like, finally manages to sit next to people they don't know, and there was, like, four of us, two seats facing each other. And I started, somebody said something, none of us know each other, and I just said something and got the conversation going. And then before you know it, there's four or five of us talking, chattering away. We're the basic deal on a train nowadays is nobody talks to anybody. Everybody's into cell phone world. Well, I did my part to start the conversation amongst strangers, and it was very refreshing to hear people talking again. Because that's what the cell phone matrix has done to the social aspects of society. People get on public transportation, and strangers don't talk to each other anymore. Everybody pulls out their cell phone and ignores the other person. They don't say hello to them, you know? They don't smile at them or do anything. They just pretend that they're not sitting next to a human being. There's no communication whatsoever. That's how bad it's gotten. It's the cell phone matrix. And, of course, that's what the dark side, the cabal, the Illuminati, the world controllers, the ruling families, that's what they want. You know, they want us all isolated so they can, they want us all unresponsive, uncaring. They want us all just to be obedient slaves. If you ever saw the movie They Live, hey, it was back in 1988. Boy, they were predicting it. Of course, it was happening already. But believe me, that movie, if you have never saw one movie in your life, go out, rent it, buy it, or whatever. You can probably download it off the Internet. It's called They, T-H-E-Y, Live, L-I-V-E. It stars the famous wrestler, professional wrestler, Roddy Piper. But that pretty much sums it up to the extent that we're being monitored and mind-controlled on a large scale. Yes, it's happening. You know, the other day was the anniversary of the park, whatever, that high school down in Florida. I can't think of the name now. It doesn't matter what the name. Guess what? I hear there's a caller, so I'm just going to stop my conversation. Plug the caller in, please. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Jules. Good evening.
Jules, how you doing, Jules?
All right, all right. I just want to let you know that I have a telephone, so...
Hey, you mean that comment actually was listened to? Wow, I'm impressed.
Well, I waited, and so I guess I had to be the first one.
Yeah, no, hey, you broke the ice tonight, really. I mean, because sometimes I go through the whole show, nobody calls in. You know, I wonder, am I really plugged into a show, or am I talking to the wall and just pretending I'm have a show? But what's on your mind? You got something to share with us?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having to do what you're doing there and talk for an hour and nobody calling.
Well, it's not that difficult, really, you know. But go ahead. Tell us what you're teed off about or something, you know.
Something, right? I'm not teed off. About anything, just listening to your conversation there, and the things you was touching upon, and you know, I think, like you're right. You know, people a lot. Well, I call it like it's more novelty. It's not a novel to me. I learned from someone else always. But the novelty being that there's more information, more people, more information coming up and out of the consciousness to be known, so the truth about it can be known, so we can see it for what it is that's been covered up.
There's so many things being covered up. I mean, as the saying goes, like, we've been lied to since birth. You probably have been, too.
Oh, no, I totally agree and understand what you're saying, that the things that are going on in the world is coming, compression. It's a concrescence of a lot of things coming up and out as a result of our consciousness in our own collective participation that allowed it to be so. So it needs to come up and out so that it could be disclosed, and not only the extraterrestrial presence, but the extraterrestrial, really us, and we're really the galactics that need to wake up. Like I think Plato was said that we already know everything there is to know, we're just remembering it. And we've been stifled and dumbed down and genetically manipulated so that we're not operating on all cylinders, right? So
that's what I hear. That's the latest information out, that human beings have, 12 DNA areas, 12 chakras, right. You know. And a lot of this has been shut down, and we're only operating like a motor operating, like a 12-cylinder motor operating only on two cylinders, if you know what I'm saying. And
it
that's
was
part
done
of the problem.
Back. That was done way back, I guess, with the invasion and occupation of the negative faction, the Anunnaki, where they. Did the experimentation
to make blame the perfect, them. I do blame them, really.
Well, it you can't ascend if you're into blaming or judging or accusing or pissed off. You cannot raise your frequency. You cannot be of anyone can be in two places at one time. So it's a case where the religions use the idea of judgment day, judgment, to because it's a low vibrating frequency that you couldn't ascend if you were in judgment. So that's where they're stuck at.
That's one of the trick tactics that have been the human race has been duped into following.
Right. Right.
And so I'm glad to hear your word. By the way, what part of the country are you from?
The southeast.
I mean, like what state are you in?
Yeah.
What state?
Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right. That gives us all an idea. Well, I'm glad to hear there's people thinking in Alabama, you know. I'm from New York City, and like when I look around at the people in charge of things in New York City, it's like, you know, like what? How did everybody become brain dead? I mean, in my life, I've seen things, the decisions government makes, they get worse every week, you know? I don't know how things are doing down in Alabama, but... it's pretty bad over here, and then I look at, like, on the news, California, they're pretty bad, too, like a bunch of ridiculous decisions being made, and the system doesn't service like it should.
It certainly doesn't, but it's set up that way under the idea of systematized error. It's duplicity. It's... set up so that you'll complain about it. The president has no power and he doesn't run the country. and it's all a script, like you've been saying. We're all being, you know, duped. But the government as a corporation is a fiction entity, and a fiction entity cannot tell the truth about anything. So there is not going to be any disclosure from a fiction government.
Okay? Absolutely. We're going to have to rely on our galactic brothers and sisters to come down here and, you know, tell us the truth.
Well,
unfortunately, I'm okay with that, you know. Somebody just please tell us the truth.
Well, like someone said, David Wilcock, I believe it was, if you follow any of his stuff, he said that makes a lot of sense earlier or last year, that it's got to come to an all is lost point for the people, because if you give them something, they won't appreciate it, and they need to know what their own what they were involved in, complicit in the crimes in humanity just by simply living their lives. And they don't know that right now. Because when you pay your bills, just, you know, you think you're responsible because you have a job to get to pay your fake bills, and you never had to do that, you know. You're feeding the economic genocide, having people killed in other countries you never met. You see, just
absolutely.
By doing that.
Absolutely, I mean, I do see that. It's sad, you know.
Yeah, and so, you know, people are in different stages, and they're going to have to, when disclosure does happen, everything's going to shut down, and it's going to be a calm event. Because you cannot learn anything new, and people can't. We can't learn anything new when there's chaos, confusion, and this kind of stress, post-traumatic stress that 9/11 put upon our psyches. You know, so the Galactics have the technology to shut everything down and calm everything, and when the time is right, and who knows when that is, but it's got to it's more stuff has to come and up and out, because nobody's going to save the day. Like you were saying, you know, the people need to wake, and this is all about expansion right now. So the people that aren't awake can hear a conspiracy and finally stretch their mind a little bit that, excuse me, something might be wrong in the world, and then they'll learn something else. There's so many things that disclosure is going to bring about to help people understand the truth about all the lies everybody's been living. And like it was said, that people are going to feel like they've been punched in the stomach. And they mustn't ever forget, we must never forget, the whole point is so we never allow it to happen again.
So once we're finally free ourselves of this insanity, I don't think we'll ever go back again. It's unfortunately everybody's asleep in the matrix, basically, you know, still. I mean, people are being brainwashed every day by the fake news. You know, the education system is another brainwashing deal. And the commercials, boy, they mislead everybody in every wrong direction, pretty much.
Well, we're on an ascension timeline, okay? And this is all gradual step ups to that event, supposed to be in our lifetime, where there's no more reincarnation, okay? And you ascend to a higher frequency. Nobody's going anywhere, just right where we are. And everything comes alive. We get our memory about our skills and abilities for, I don't know, trillennia, who knows?
We're all going to reconnect with our higher self, which is our true self.
Yeah, you get your memory of the skills and abilities that we had through trillennia. I don't know how far that is. Maybe it's 10, how many thousands or millions of years that might be, along with the, you
know,
the DNA.
Doesn't matter, because eventually, when we evolve, we go beyond time. Time only exists in this physical...
Right, it goes nonlinear, and you go from carbon-based to crystalline, so you couldn't light a match, for example.
That's
and,
good,
and the
yeah.
dynamics... The dynamics are a whole other conversation, interesting to think about and talk about what all that entails. And it is a physical ascension where you go from the caterpillar to the butterfly. And we're moving into this photon band cloud, highly charged, area particle.
Glad to hear you know about that. So many people don't, but yeah, I'm aware of that. And that's part of the reality. And then there's all the other factors that are coming into play now also.
What's coming into play now.
Tom Band is kind of like the beginning.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean the beginning
the
of?
The photon band, my understanding of it, photon band is in relation to the Platonic year, which is 26,000 years for the sun to get back to the same place in the sky in the universe.
Oh, 26 million. Yeah, okay.
26,000, I think, for the sun to just go around to the same point in the sky again. And the photon band is a 2,000 year strip. So if you divide 26,
right.
if you can envision, like, let's say it's a circle path, whether it's an exact circle or not, all right, the path of the sun to get back to the same point in the sky, let's say it's a circle. So if you cut the circle in half, and then each half of the 26,000 would be 13,000 years. And like the photon band is 2,000 of the 13,000, so it shows up twice during a 26,000-year cycle. So you're in what's called the dark night, or sometimes it's referred to, for 11,000 years. And then the course of the sun takes us through a 2,000-year strip of intense energy called the photon band. So that has its effect It's energy increasing. Now, when like I'm following the representatives of the Galactic Federation on Twitter now, and they're talking about the other factors involved now. There's a pulse coming out of the Great Central Sun, and then there's going to be another force shooting through our sun, and it's going to whoosh over our planet and us. But before that happens, they had to take away some of the obstacles that have quarantined the Earth, negative frequencies that have been set up around the Earth, and they're in the process of doing that now. And eventually, they have these group from the Pleiades called the Starseeds that are anchoring in love vibrations. The Earth is already vibrating into the fifth dimension, and we have to kind of like, if we want to go with it, we have to raise our vibration, and that'll help bring on this thing called the event when they finally show their faces. Full disclosure, all the bad guys get removed, and that's what's going on now. And the photon band was kind of like the beginning of that. I don't know whether it started in 1987, whatever. Somebody call in and tell us. But we're in the photon band now, and the photon band, that's an important thing to talk about. It energizes everything.
I'm familiar with all what you're saying there. I've been following it myself, and there's other information I don't know that you're aware of, but the Russian scientists have been observing Alpha Centauri and Proxima B about a year and a half ago for a while, and they Alpha Centauri is in the photon cloud, and they're our closest sister planet, 4.3 light years away, and they observed the Alpha Centauri giving off a solar coronal mass halo 1,000 times stronger than the sun, 23 times. And we're moving into this band. Now, ascension, people, it's pretty convoluted because I don't think they understand it. It's a solar flash. You raise your frequency to meet this highly charged photon light that takes you to that other dimension instantly as you transform, metamorphosize from the caterpillar to the butterfly into crystalline, right where you stand. Okay, so the sun is not here to hurt us like this. Ear porn people are supposing. So we're moving into this area, and what's going on now is in preparation to get the consciousness out of this healed and away from the mind control, and so that we can forge our way into the near future where we're going to have a quick prep because you need to meet a certain required minimum threshold in your vibration in order to match the frequency of this highly charged photons.
Right,
and
exactly.
This is an ascension. Yes.
That's so and, true. And yeah, you have to be vibrating at a certain frequency or you're just not going to fit. You know?
And this is the final separation between the duality and the negativity where I feel what we learned, we're able to learn in this lifetime, and will be a thing of the past. But what we endeavor to overcome and learn and follow our spiritual path in this lifetime will place us in our own resonance frequency in a multi-dimensional fifth dimension where you will only resonate that which you're attracted to and nothing else, because there's no duality. So you won't be messing around nor with problems, nor would you any parasitic elements either, or would you have the same astrology, because you're not going to have retrogrades in that case. You're not going to have any setbacks. Everything, this is why
absolutely,
transparency,
you're absolutely correct.
This is why transparency, right, is, I'm glad you see that. This is why transparency is vital, because in the disclosure process, not only about the extraterrestrials, but the lives we've been living, this is just the artificial, superficial, nature that we have to, get to know, so that we don't operate that way. And so this is this case of the new Peridium dynamic that is taking place in the background with the good benevolent faction is here not to save us, but to make the atmosphere safe for truth telling, so that they will shut and have the technology to shut all the guns down, everything down, and technology to overtake all the media, everything, and tell the people in a calm event where what had just happened, what's going on, and teach people something new and different, because nobody's going to get a chance to go to a voting booth and vote for a better world. They just wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's for sure, because they're not going to give us that opportunity or choice. You know,
yeah.
They want you to just vote for jerk number one or jerk number two, you know. And, of course, they have both of the people that they offer you to vote for are usually corrupt. Do you realize when Bush ran for president, I think he was running against his cousin, John Kerry? I mean, what a scam was. We didn't find that out until after the election was over. But
well, we know a lot now, don't we?
Oh yeah.
it's really a charade. I mean, from hell on wheels. It's a nightmare.
I always compare. You might be able to see this parallel too, that politics gets played out between the Democrats and Republicans like professional wrestling. You know, one week Hulk Hogan's the good guy, next week he's a bad guy. And that's pretty much how the political parties play it out, you know.
The word politics and police have the word lice and ticks in it.
yeah, that's very coincidental, but very fitting at the same time, you know. In fact, the whole concept of the police needs to be redefined, because right now they're like the new gang on the block. I mean, they're so abusive of their authority.
I wanted to say you were right about not many people can understand that the financial economic system came here from other planets, because it works so well for controlling the people, that and religion.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, all the when you read some of the classic religions, and then keep in mind that the Anunnaki were intervening in the affairs of mankind, they actually took advantage of the fact that people thought, because they came from the sky in rocket ships, that they were gods. So they became the original false gods, and which morphed into religion. That's a sad part about religions, that people were so stupid and ignorant back then. That they actually, superior beings coming down from the sky, they had heard about something called a god or something like that. They believed that these were the gods. And the Anunnaki and other groups too, I'm sure, took advantage of how stupid we were. Hey, they treat us like gods. Well, we'll be their gods, you know? And this is this has tainted so many religions. It's just sad. It's a sad story, you know. I mean, the real truth is spirituality, not some organized religion.
It's said that anywhere you see the word God in the Bible, just replace it with extraterrestrials.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, and when you get a true understanding of what the real God is, it's a God of love, a God of all-inclusive, you know, and then you read doctrines where all of a sudden they're talking about revenge and anger and killing your enemies, well, like that. Those are the goals of the false gods.
You know? I think it says in the Bible, the Lord is a man. The Lord is a man of war. Exodus 3:13 or something like that.
But yeah, a lot of that, especially that Old Testament stuff. The Jewish people didn't realize they were confusing the false gods with the real God and mixing them together and writing that in Scripture, you know, for whatever control purposes they wanted to set it up. And they were probably being prodded into doing that too. You know, I mean, look at Scam with all the sacrifices in the Old Testament. These were the false gods demanding that the people bring them all their best stuff and give it to the church, which was actually them. I mean, what a con job.
Well, yes. Essentially, the Anunnaki, you know, you cannot kill one of God's souls. But so they had to let us live only a short time because they don't want anyone to wake up enough to ascend out of it on their own. So it's a slave colony, always been a slave colony, planet Earth. It's kind of a ghetto planet in a way. And but at the same time, it's an evolution chamber for us to grow and learn. And it was in a symbiotic relationship with these bad boys. But it went too far. It was not supposed to happen the way it happened, but this is the end of an epoch where we're out of the duality. The thing that we want to know now is, or that grab a hold of now that I think about is that we want to learn everything that you can right now and all your difficulties and see your way for growth in those places, because that determines where you're gonna land in a higher realm with other beings. But the thing about it is, since there's no time and there's no duality, you don't grow as fast, you can't move up the ladder more and more, let's say, so to speak, as quickly. So,
of course, you have all the time in the world then, so it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. Life is great, probably, no doubt. I'm just thinking out loud. You know, I've thought about these things. But,
no, you've brought up a lot of good information tonight. And what I was going to say is, hey, we're coming to the end of the show, so I want to thank you for all the enlightened information you brought to the listeners tonight. Your name is Jules, right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Jules, thank you so much.
Good chatting.
And next week and tell your friends to listen, too, because this is what's important right now, that we start talking about the truth, what's going to be happening, and that we begin preparing ourselves for the future, because this insanity we're stuck in with the evil controllers of our world, it's going to end soon. You know, it's going to end in our lifetime. I hear it all has to happen by 2025. But we'll talk about that on another night. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Hey, call in again.
I agree. Thank you. I agree. Thank you. Have a good
night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show, and I did talk about earlier, just in case you were out of curiosity, about I just happened to come across something on the Internet, the five races that are here already on Earth. And these are the ones that got listed. This is the top five. How about that? It's like a countdown. the top five races that are here on Earth are the Lyrans, L-Y-R-A-N-S, Lyra, as in the constellation Lyra, the Lyrans, the Arcturians, I guess from the planet star system, the star Arcturus. The Alpha Centaurians, which they mention are evolved into being aquatic beings. Amazing. Alpha Centauri. That star gets mentioned in science fiction movies all the time. And the Pleiadians, that's right. And the Talosians, they get mentioned in Star Trek. The Talosians, that's right. The Arcturians, hey, they get mentioned in Men in Black. The Lyrans, do they play the lyre? The lyre? The musical instrument? Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. Check out my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. That's right, I am again. 2020 candidate. I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate. Hey, I need your support. Support me because, you know, we got to get away from this stupid Democrat-Republican politics. The only person that can bring the Congress together is a non-political candidate like myself. Go to my website there. You'll be impressed. Go to BBS. Check out my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Click on the name of the show. I'm on Station 1, and you'll quickly come to the CD Baby store where my music is. And that's how I end my show. You're going to hear, if you heard, listen to the show before, you're going to hear the fantastic, most tasteful lead guitar part, lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer. Take us out of here. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.